Millions may be homeless in Syria. Terrorist violence is spreading into central Nigeria, and there's new outreach being cooked up in Asia with missionaries. There's more about these and other stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. With Iran solidly in Syria's corner, President Bashar al-Assad has vowed to purge his country of terrorists. This is only going to mean more violence in the country's civil war. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says nobody knows how many Syrians have been affected by this conflict.
There are so many homeless right now. The government is obviously consumed with just survival right now, so it's not out building any homes for displaced people. I've heard estimates of like a million people homeless.
While the numbers aren't certain, what is known is that Syrians are leaving the country in droves. E3 is helping Syrian refugees in Jordan, and it's making a difference.
One woman said this was the first group, the Bible people, she called them, reached out to us with love. Everybody else was treating us like animals. As we're meeting their needs, they're opening up spiritually, and God's using this crisis for some good.
$30 a month helps a family eat and hear the gospel. We'll connect you at our website. Next, tensions in the Middle East are boiling over. Refugees are in desperate situations. The Jesus Film Project has volunteers working with the refugees there, distributing aid, but it's dangerous. Willie Erasmus with the Jesus Film Project says the cases they see are just horrifying.
Women are being raped and people are being killed and young boys are being shot in the streets. But in the midst of all of this, we have opportunity to spread the good news.
Volunteers give refugees packets of food and water. This gives them a chance to share even more.
They basically offer them a gift, which is a DVD on the life of Jesus, and with that goes a New Testament.
So far, they've passed out 60,000 Jesus film DVDs, but it's expensive since they duplicate them in the country instead of shipping them.
With the distribution and packaging and everything and getting it out, I would say around $6 to $7 per DVD.
You can support this project by visiting our website. This is Mission Network News. There have been some more attacks on churches in Nigeria, this time in Kogi State. The one claimed they're believed to be the work of the terrorist group, you guessed it, Boko Haram. When Christian Aid Mission's Ray Burnett spoke with the head of the mission group they support, he told her this is just the tip of the iceberg.
If we told you every time an attack occurs or any time that shots are fired or bombs are thrown or cars are hijacked or people are just killed, then I would do nothing but sit at my computer.
This emboldened Islamist group creates a lot of uncertainty. However,
these missionaries are even more committed to expending every ounce of their own life for the gospel of the Lord. So they're not at all intimidated.
Christian Aid is helping this group move its headquarters to a safer place, but have fallen short of raising funds they need.
They're in extreme danger where they are now. It has nothing to do with the missionary leaving the field. It's not the field. It's the headquarters of the ministry. None of the missionaries have left the field.
Meanwhile, there's something special that happens between women in the kitchen. There's laughter, love, and a common bond that develops. Well, Pioneers is capitalizing on this with the launch of a baking ministry in Asia. Their team is using it to reach out with the love of Christ and help trafficked women learn a vocation so they can leave the sex industry. The baking ministry provides goods for the three cafes run by the Pioneers team. And do you think that you have what it takes to brave wild rivers and rugged trails? Well, Wycliffe Bible Translators is holding a two-day wilderness race for young adults called Race to 2025. It'll be September 14th through the 16th in Rodney, Michigan. Teams of four will face challenges on land and in the water as they look for a simulated tribe. Prizes will be given out and teams will raise funds for Bible translation in Cameroon, where people are anxiously awaiting God's Word. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. All this month, Mission Network News is offering the book Reformation and Foreign Missions by Bob Finley with Christian Aid Mission. He maintains missionaries from industrialized countries can be counterproductive and needs to be reformed. Find out when you get this free, provocative look at missions. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the ad at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.